China is getting considerable attention in Barcelona. Before 1990, there were very few cases of AIDS in China, but over the past decade, the numbers have increased dramatically. The government is accused of underreporting the figures, and in some instances has been complicit in the spread of the disease. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from the central Chinese province of Henan.
Sitting in a restaurant with a group of friends at the railroad station in the central Chinese city of Zhengzhou, 34-year-old Zhao Sanmin stares vacantly at the window. Zhao's life has been tough. He lives in a poor remote village 5 hours from here and was born with just one hand, a double curse in rural China where livelihood is dependent on working long days in the fields. So when one day in 1993 he heard that peasants could earn money by selling their blood, he jumped at the chance.
I had just got married and I was very poor. I saw a commercial on local television saying, come and donate blood. So I went many times. They paid me 2 weeks' wages each time I gave blood. It was a total lifeline for me.
Zhao and other poor peasants like him couldn't believe their luck. The blood collection was run by local Communist Party officials and their relatives. Officials in China today frequently use their power to initiate money-making schemes. Zhao Sanmin says many officials in Henan province got rich from the blood collection centers. But they assured the peasants it was healthy, and the peasants believed them. The plasma extracted from the blood was sold to medical companies in China for making medicines. Little did Zhao and his friends know that the process they were taking part in was going to give them HIV, the virus which can lead to AIDS.
We would all sit around with needles in our arms, and they would take out about 400 cc's of blood into a bag. That would then be put into a huge central vat where it was spun round to extract the plasma. Then the mixed up blood from all the different people was injected back into our arms.
The blood is put back into the donors because Chinese people believe it's bad to lose blood from your body for whatever purpose. This highly unsanitary process meant that if one blood seller in a village had HIV, the rest were quick to catch it. 3 years ago, Zhao began to feel sick. He had a permanent headache and diarrhea, he says, which he still has today, and he began to lose weight. Others in his village felt the same. One by one, they tested positive for HIV, and the link with donating blood became clear. In Zhao's village alone, in Suixian County, 300 of the 600 adults have tested positive, and now they're starting to die. Some experts in Beijing say blood selling is the single largest cause of AIDS in China. Last month, the United Nations issued a report on the disease saying that up to 1.5 million Chinese people may be infected with HIV, but some informed observers put the number as high as 10 million. The UN report concluded that China is on the verge of a catastrophe. Wan Yanhai is one of China's few AIDS activists.
The biggest danger for AIDS is, in general, there's no public education about AIDS. We need more education. And we found that a lot of people, they don't understand. They couldn't get information from school. They couldn't get information from clinic.
Wan says, as well as the massive problem of infected blood, China is increasingly encountering the other social issues linked to AIDS, a growing drug problem as communist orthodoxy is relaxed and young people in the cities experiment with different lifestyles. An underground gay community is also emerging in Chinese cities. On top of all that, China is now a country on the move, with millions of rural people heading to the cities to find work and taking their diseases with them. And all this in a cultural milieu where talking about sex and condoms and AIDS is extremely difficult, if not taboo. The Chinese government has begun to take some measures. Chinese officials are attending the AIDS conference in Barcelona this week, and Beijing has upped the budget for fighting AIDS. But China has still been criticized for its slow response. Wan Yanhai says most frustrating is the government's refusal to work with NGOs like his, the IJA Action Project.
You can't understand that the government spend resources to crack down against, you know, civil society, to against people's action, to against the people who are fighting against the disease. That's ridiculous. So I think the response of Chinese government it's only for the ruling party's benefit. It's not for our national benefit.
The group of AIDS sufferers sitting in the station restaurant in Zhengzhou agree. Xie Yan's husband died from the disease last year, and both of her parents are HIV positive.
The government has dealt with us very unfairly. It was government officials who caused this disaster with their blood-selling schemes. They should take responsibility and pay for medicine for us. I can't work anymore, and I have three children to feed.
The local government's response to Xie so far has been giving her family a large bag of flour in the hope that she'll stay silent, and most importantly, not talk to foreign journalists. But she says she must speak out about it. AIDS activist Wan Yanhai says at least publicity about the blood selling has stopped the practice in Henan province. In other provinces, he says it's definitely still going on. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in Henan, central China.